Manager's Log, Thursday, April 20th, 2017. Got the notice that we updated our Facebook page, and there's the picture of our brand new emergency broadcast unit. Looked down below, and we had over 80 likes and a lot of nice kudos sent to us. Really appreciate that. It's quite the impact. And again, we'd like to thank the Office of Emergency Services for their coordination in making this a reality. We had thought about a need to move the station, and we still do need to move the station away, further away from the river. In 2006, when there's that high water and there's a threat of a flooding, we stayed on the air for 72 straight hours to make sure that people knew the river conditions, the road conditions, part of the services that we do. And we realized then that if that river were to come up another foot, we would have water on the floor and we'd have to vacate. Electricity and water does terrible things. We thought about a new building. Well, where would we put it? Well, in the meantime, we got this idea of why don't we just have a mobile broadcast unit? If it's possible, pretty high cost for such a unit already made. So we did some more further research and thinking about it. So we'll just get a toy hauler and remodel it to what we need. So that's what's done. We just need to add our equipment into it. And we need the OESs said that they would move it wherever we need to move it and pick us up whenever we need to be picked up. So the thought of if high water does come become a threat again, we'd probably move up to Big Hill Road around about that turn or the end of the paving. About that level, it's about 300 feet. And it's a good view of the valley. And we can broadcast right from there at 40 watts. At that height, it would spread out further. So we'll be trying that once we get the unit and all wired. It's self-contained, has its own generator. And in emergencies and day events, we can utilize that. And we're still playing around with possibilities. The ideal solution is to collaborate with another travel department who's building another building on another site and just go in with them and find out, well, what would it cost to add a second floor? Put the radio station on the second floor. Soundproofing these days, wouldn't notice it on the bottom floor. Okay. Doing so, we would again be the first native-owned radio station in California to have a specific site building made for a radio station. All the other California native radio stations are put in sites that were built for some other reason. Ours here was originally a laundromat and a couple office spaces. Not the ideal condition. And the floor space is small. Limits our expansion, so we have to have a mobile unit to expand further. That's one option. So again, thank Office of Emergency Services for their collaboration in the reality of the emergency broadcast unit. We thank you for all your kudos. We thank you for listening. We thank you for your support. And we look forward to offering more services to the Hoopa Valley community. Thank you.